Education Commissioner Tony Bennett is going through the Department of Education's job descriptions to see what's necessary and what's not. Bennett's reorganization effort is aimed at making the department more efficient. But in his initial efforts to make the agency leaner, Bennett says he failed to realize one key thing.
We have a lot of positions in the Florida Department of Education that are outlined in statute. I have to tell you, I didn't know that.
Jobs created by the legislature can only be cut by the legislature, and that's put a bit of a damper on Bennett's plans, but not so much that the commissioner is abandoning his overall goals. Bennett says he wants to steer more state resources down to schools. He believes, however the department is structured, it should focus on those goals.
That 90% of our students will be at grade level, 60% will graduate with Advanced Placement International Baccalaureate, dual credit, or industry certification. 90% will graduate in no more than 4 years. 90% will be successful in post-secondary.
But longtime board member Kathleen Shanahan says the conversation about a department reorganization is distracting. That's because with each new administration, the agency gets a new focus and is reshaped to match the vision of whoever is in charge. It also happens when new commissioners are appointed and even when a governor gets reelected. And Shanahan worries it comes at a bad time.
Tallahassee is a small town, and reorganization is a big word because people's lives are impacted. I mean, that's just the way it is. With all due respect, it happens every 4 years.
Florida is trying to fight misinformation stemming from the state's transition to a set of education goals adopted by almost every state. Those goals, also known as standards, are called the Common Core, and they consist of a set of expectations students should learn and when. Florida is still trying to get all of the tests together, as well as train teachers on the new standards. And Shanahan says the state is losing the battle to convince the public that the Common Core standards are a worthwhile pursuit.
We're lost in fighting this battle of the standards. I mean, if you listen to talk radio and anything else that's out there, this wave is coming to kill Common Core. So I just don't want to be seen as a board lost in a reorg, which I think is important. But it should all be through the Common Core, the 90-60-90-90.
Florida is slowly phasing in the Common Core standards in language arts and math, and they require students do more critical thinking. The standards were created by a group of state governors with input from teachers and industry leaders. Florida was an early adopter of the program, which is set to be fully in place in all grade levels by 2016. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.